Yes, he is.
Oh, yeah, that's right. She right.
God is. Sing a song, inheritors, whatever. God, whatever you're doing in this world, don't do it without me.
Oh. Yeah, that's good.
We're not going to turn this.
I like that.
We love the Lord. Hallelujah.
God is good, and he's always up to something.
Amen.
He's got a plan, you know. The pastor says Satan may have a scheme, but God's got a plan.
The Lord is good.
And
that's good.
And, you know, even though you're in the plan, he don't show you all the details. Because it's got to be, he wants you to trust him by faith.
And he knows, Satan's scheme.
Yeah, he know the scheme. He gonna navigate you around it or through it or hell.
And he said, if you put on the whole armor of God, you can stand against the schemes and the tricks of the enemy too.
Yeah,
and but he's putting on the whole armor of God.
He made us.
Jesus Christ is the whole armor.
That's right.
Of God.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
And he made us more than a conqueror.
Put on Christ. You got that armor.
And no enemy can stand before us.
Amen.
You know, we were talking about compromise a few minutes ago, and, you know, I decided a long time ago I would not compromise. If I got to do this, I'm going to do what God gives me.
We are. Amen.
And it, wherever I land, I'm going to do it God's way. That's how it's got to be.
And Martin has a book on, what is it called?
No room for compromise.
Yeah.
My brother Renny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And when I first got saved, I grew up in the church. I saw a lot of things, you know, good and bad. I said, if I got to do this, I'm going to do it right. And as I read the word, God would tell people what to do in the word, and they'd do something else. Very few people did exactly what he said do. You know, even Moses detoured a few times. But whoever did it God's way, they had God's results. And I said, well, Lord, if I do this, I want to make sure I'm right in your eyes.
And, amen.
And that was a lady that read Proverbs 3, verses 3 through 6 every day, every Sunday, for years. I lean to the Lord and not unto your own understanding. And that word got in my heart. And then the Lord taught me about following God. So everything happened, you know. That was part of his plan. She did what he said do. She could have read any scripture she wanted, but that she read that every Sunday for years. And the Lord got his message. You know, once you get something in your heart, that's what you're going to do. So the easy way to do things is to fill your heart with God's word, allow the Holy Spirit to put it all together, and just live by it. It works. But because we live from the heart, all of our will, you know, it starts in the heart, whatever it is. So if it's full of the word, you know, you're not going to be compromising and detouring.
Amen. Word of God to keep your heart with all diligence.
All diligence.
Yes. All diligence.
Mm-hmm.
For out of it flows life.
Yeah.
The issues of life.
Mm-hmm. We walk in our own understanding.
Mm-hmm.
We're not walking in faith.
No.
Right? Faith is what
that's
you
good.
Don't understand.
Yeah.
Right? If you understood it, you wouldn't have faith. You know, if God is telling you to do something like Gideon, go against this big army with 300 guys,
mm-hmm.
that took faith.
Yeah.
He didn't understand how 300 guys could defeat a huge army.
Mm-hmm.
He had to have faith.
He had.
Without faith, it's impossible to please God. So we got to do the impossible.
Yeah.
We got to step out and try that stuff that we don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
And so that we can demonstrate the faith of God.
Yeah.
Amen. When you walk in faith and when you continue to do God's work, do what God asks you to do, it comes natural. The things that you do are just completely natural.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard for somebody, you know, somebody that just coming in to believe because they have a lot of challenges. But in our everyday life, we're always doing good because we're rooted and grounded in the word, and all these things just come natural. People say, well, why'd you do that? It's just natural, you know, if you don't think about it. You've got so much word in you and so much practice of practicing the word in you until you just flow.
Yeah.
That's it. You just flow.
You pass tests that way. And and you overcome Satan that way. You don't need, sometimes you don't even know that you was in trouble, but you did what the word said do and overcame. You wasn't sad, you wasn't frustrated. A challenge happened and you just overcome it by the word. And that's what, you know, receiving the word comes in. It kills all the tactics of the enemy. It kills depression. So it kills, you can kill the things of Satan easy with the word. Let's see, last week we made it to verse 22 in chapter 15. And they were talking about the Sabbath. They were trying to get them into the Sabbath again, trying to get the Gentiles to be circumcised. We dealt with that part. And when we got down to concerning the law, he said, right back up to verse 19, he said, wherefore my sentence is that we trouble them not, which from among the Gentiles are turned to God, but that ye write unto them that they abstain from pollutants of idols and from fornication and from things strangled and from blood. For Moses of old time has in every city them that preached him, being read in the synagogues every Sabbath day. Then pleased it the apostles and elders with the whole church to send chosen men of their own company to Antioch with Paul and Barnabas, namely Judas, surnamed Barsabbas, and Silas, chief men among the brethren. And they wrote letters by them after this manner. The apostles and elders and brethren send greeting unto the brethren which are of the Gentiles in Antioch and Syria and Cilicia. For as much as we have heard that certain which went out from us have troubled you with words subverting your souls, saying, ye must be circumcised and keep the law, to whom we gave no such commandment. It seemed good unto us, being assembled with one accord, to send chosen men unto you with our beloved Barnabas and Paul, men that have hazarded their lives for the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, I like that part there. They put themselves out there. They hazarded their lives to get the message across. And when I used to read that, you know, the fortitude would just build up inside. You know, every time I had success, I always had a point where I said, I'm going to do this. And I said it by faith, not arrogance. I just said, I'm all in. I'm going to do this. And then I learned something and stick with it. Well, that's what they did. Verse 27 says, we have sent therefore Judas and Silas, who shall also tell you the same things by mouth. For it seemed good to the Holy Ghost and to us to lay upon you no greater burden than these necessary things, that ye abstain from meats offered to idols, from blood, from things strangled, and from fornication, from which if ye keep yourselves, ye shall do well. Fare ye well. You remember how God told Samson he couldn't eat grapes and he couldn't cut his hair. That was something that he could keep by faith. And if they would at least do these things, they were in Christ. They didn't cross the line. The Gentiles were not taught to give. They weren't taught to tithe. They were just getting started. He just said, if you will do these things, you know, you'll fare well. And eventually they'll learn and take traction and do the greater things of God. But the first thing's got to be first. If they could obey God, that's more important than any sacrifice. And let's say they got in fornication. Well, now they're going to wander right on out of the kingdom. And if they get in their will, they won't come back. Same thing with eating blood, things strangled, worshiping idols. Those things, that's crossing the line. And they narrowed it down to what crosses the line and told them not to do it. And if you do these things, you'll fare well. That also means the greater things of God, they'll grow in strength and then they'll learn. And they'll become tithers and givers and they'll sacrifice. They'll do all the things that strong Christians do. It was, but the main thing is, if you're in the kingdom and learning his love, and you know, you're going to do well. You'll gain traction. They didn't have the word that we have. They didn't have the New Testament. All they had was the Old Testament references and what Paul and Peter preached and the others. And they had to work. God always helps us. He works with us where we are. And it worked out because today is 2016 in November, and we're still preaching the gospel. You know, 2,000 years later, the gospel is still strong. Countries have been developed by the gospel. And, okay, verse 30. So when they were dismissed, they came to Antioch. And when they had gathered the multitude together, they delivered the epistle, which when they had read, they rejoiced for the consolation. And Judas and Silas, being prophets also themselves, exhorted the brethren with many words and comforted them. And after they had tarried a space, they were let go in peace from the brethren unto the apostles. Notwithstanding, it pleased Silas to abide there still. Paul and Barnabas continued to Antioch, teaching and preaching the word of the Lord with many others also. And some days after, Paul said to Barnabas, let us go again and visit our brethren in every city where we have preached the word of the Lord, and see how they do. And Barnabas determined to take with them John, whose surname was Mark. But Paul thought it not good to take him with them, who departed from them, from Pamphylia, and went not with them to the work. Then the contention was so sharp between them that they departed asunder, one from the other. And so Barnabas took Mark and sailed to Cyprus, and Paul chose Silas, and departed, being recommended by the brethren unto the grace of God. And he went through Syria and Cilicia, confirming the churches. You know, the division was done over a mistrust. Paul, he didn't trust that Mark would stick with him. Sometimes, you know, this could be taken many ways, but the Holy Spirit is wise. When they split, he had two groups working in two places. And sometimes people grow to a point that they're ready. And something has to happen because, you know, God is working with our will. And if our will is too strong, he has to work around it. He will not make you do something, even when it's to his advantage. He will, you know, if it's real important, he'll make it known to you. But at the end of the day, what you do is your will. If you yield it to him, he can use you greater. But people are not like we're growing, so God has to work with us. So now he has two groups in two places, and that's the wisdom of God as well. It would have been easier if they said, "Hey, let's just do it this way." But people don't always pay attention to what the Holy Spirit wants to do. So God will use situations. Now, all in all, they did great work. So that's what we're thankful for. Okay, next week we'll pick up at chapter 16 in Acts. But as long as we stay true to the word and don't compromise, you're going to see the move of God. Amen. Compromisers don't see the move of God like those that don't compromise.
Amen.
They see little moves of God.
That's true, bro.
They see little pieces of his perfect will. And they have, you know, them dumb dogs, sometimes they eat the meat of the thieves. The thief will give them some meat and they'll shut up barking. And I saw these tactics long ago. I said, I'm not going to put myself in a position that I'm trying to cater to the bank or people and I can't preach the word of God. I preach it on the sidewalk if I have to. Whatever we got, I'm going to do it God's way. And I'll grow from that point on. And that's the way, you know, I believe God's going to, he's raising up people just like that kind of fortitude that's going to just do it right and not go backwards. And dear Lord, I thank you for I thank you for being a man that you made with a mind not to compromise. Help us to get sturdy in that and go forward in you. you don't compromise, we don't ever see you compromise. Bless us to never use the pollution of compromise in Jesus' mighty name. But do all this in your heart. Lead us to the greater miracles in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.